Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dalad. We got to the last three lines of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Machris Rava of Yisema Rav Huna. So the Rava announced, and some say Rav Huna announced, the Salkin Le'ela of Dinachs and Latasa, those who would go up to Eretz Yisrael, or those who would come down to Babel. So Hai Bari Yisrael of the Yid, the Yadis Hadus L'Kusi. If you were to know a certain testimony about a Kusi, well, Tavu Mine. And they didn't ask him to give his testimony. But he goes to a non-Jewish court to testify about another Yid. He gets excommunicated. Why? My time. What's the reason for this? Because in a non-Jewish court system, in a secular court system, they would extract money based on an aid echad, even one aid. As opposed to a non-Jewish, by him going, by him testifying, it goes against the Jewish court system. Of course, we need two edim. So we put him in excommunication for doing this. V'lo amr ne'lachad, it's only true if it's one individual, aval betrayla. But if he has two, if it's two yidin who are testifying, then they would be allowed to testify in a secular court system because that would not be going against what we hold. That's in accordance with how we paskin. V'lachad nami lo amr ne'la bedina demigasta. It's also only true where one cannot testify if it's in a place, says Rashi, the Megiasta b'nei kfar, in villages, she'en yodim ladin b'mishra. People don't know how to run a court in villages. They just kind of put things together and make things up. So certainly there, they're not doing the right thing. You can't be involved even as a one aid. Aval be'davar, which Shalton, where there's a real system, a real court system going on, inunami, they too, chad amumta shadile. They also don't, Rashi says, apiechad ein motzin mamon. They don't remove money, make someone pay based on an eidechad, only based on two edim. So then, if you have such a court system that they require at least two witnesses, then one would be allowed to testify even as one aid because it really wouldn't create any issues. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rashi, Rashi says, ki avina be Rav Huna, when I was in the place, the base din of Rav Huna. Ibarilan, they had asked us when we were there, Adam Chashiv de Samchilai Kibetre, Mafki Mamona Apume, Vloy Barile Lasude, Alduma came with Adam Chashiv, who Lamatsi Mishamilu, Umatsi Lasude. So what's going on? Let's say there's an Adam Chashiv who's viewed by, as the strength of two people. So, and they would be Motsi Mamon if he says something, he's so trustworthy. So therefore, he shouldn't testify in a secular court system. Meaning, even though a secular court system normally requires two people, certain individuals, Adam Chashiv, they would trust a koach of two. So then he shouldn't testify either. Odimor, perhaps we say, Kevin to Adam Chashiv, since he's a very well-known person, Lomasi Mishavila, you can't avoid it. They're going to track you down no matter where you are. So by you trying to avoid going to the secular court system, and they're going to find out, then you're going to be in bigger trouble. So better for you to go ahead and testify, even though it means that they might listen to your edus, like the power of two. And Gemara says, what's the best thing to do? To go ahead and to avoid testimony, or you should go ahead and do it. And the Gemara ends up with the teku, not sure what to do. Amr Vashi Vashi says, Hi Bar Yisrael, the Zavinli Arilovit Kochavim, Amitzer de Bar Yisrael, Chavre. A Yid who sells his house, his property, which is next to his friend, he sells it to a guy. So, Misham Tinalei, imagine that. You're moving out of town, you sell your house to a guy, you have to be excommunicated. My time, what's the reason for this? Ename, if it's because Misham Dinei Demar Mitzra, which is what, that normally when you sell, you have to give the first option to the neighbor. So you want to buy and make a double lot, so first give them the option. If he opts out, so then you could sell to another party. But if that's the reason, but Bahamar Mar Zavin Miakum Vizavin Lakum Lakum Mishim Dina de Bar Mitzra. To buy from or to sell to a guy, it's not the guy are not subject to the halachas of our mitzra. There's no issue. So what's the problem with selling to a guy? So Ella the Amr Lay, he could say, Arbiasi Li Arad Amitri, you had placed a lion crouching over my property. You put a guy next to me now, he's going to cause me all these issues. And Misham Tinalay Ad the Kabbalah call unsa the osimach maser. So the seller has to take upon himself any onus that happens, an account of this guy, he has to pay for until he's placed in nidui, until he's willing to take all responsibility of any onus, any damage that happens because of this new neighbor. Okay, the Mishnah now says, not lo muchsin es a chamaro v'nasa lo chamar acher. So the tax collectors, as a busy collecting money, they confiscated this individual's donkey, and after they returned, the guy paid the money that he owed, then he gave him back the donkey, but not that donkey, someone else's donkey. So you don't have the donkey that was really yours. You have some other Jewish, perhaps Jewish donkey. So, or not lulistim es kusus over nasalo kusus acher. So they took your clothing, along with many other people's clothing, and then they decided to do tshuva, so they returned it. So they returned you someone else's shirt. So the Mishnah says, Hare elu shelo, these are yours, you get to keep it. Bipnei shebailim misyashimen. When the Baal initially had his donkey or shirt confiscated, he never thought he'd ever see it ever again. He didn't miyash, he said, okay, fine, it's not mine. He gave up hope. So when it returns to the party, some other person, it's considered a good kinyan because it was already yeish from the initial bailim. So you could keep it, even though it wasn't yours initially. Hamatzil min hanar, min agayis, min alistim, a person sees some type of object that's going down the river, lost, or some bandits, different types of bandits, armed bandits, non-armed bandits, even nisayishu habailim, if the initial owners were meyayish and never finding this, hare elu shalos, so then you're allowed to keep it that's flowing down the river. V'chein, so too, nechil shodvarm, also if you see a swarm of bees, so that too, im nisayishu, if the owner of the bees were miyayish on them, so you're also allowed to keep this swarm. Amrav Yochanan ben Broka, nemenes isho katan, you're even allowed to trust a katan, lomar mikan yatsa nechil zed. If they see that the swarm came from that property, even though normally we don't trust a woman in a katan and edis, this particular case you can trust them. The Gemara will explain why. And if the swarm goes through your friend's property, you're allowed to travel through that property to get your swarm. And if it causes damage, if you cause damage along the way, you have to pay the damage that you caused. Let's say the bee are on the tree. You can't start cutting down the branches. So I'll pay him back the branches. That's not allowed. To walk through his property and perhaps trample over some of his vegetable garden. So that's allowed, but pay back the damage. But to start cutting down trees, that's aser. Rabbi Shmuel b'no shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer af kotetz b'nosin esdamim. He argues and says one is allowed to even cut down the trees in order to retrieve the swarm of bees. So the Gemara says, Tana im natal machzir lebailim harishonim. The Braisa says, no, if you take the donkey, you actually have to return it back to the initial owner. You don't get to keep it against our mission. Kesavar, this Braisa holds, Yishkidi lo kani. Yish alone doesn't work. The fact that the initial bailim were miyayish doesn't work. Umeikara b'isur asal yadeh. And when initially came to your hand, it came b'isur. So that's how the first understanding is. You cannot keep the donkey. Ikdam, others say, no, if you want to return, you're allowed to. Really, you have the rights to keep it. If you want to return it, so you could certainly try to find the initial owner. My time, what's the reason? Because you really own it. After the fact that the first Baal was Miyash, now it gets to your possession, you mamash own it completely. Mihu, nonetheless, if you're feeling uncomfortable to have someone else's property, then you're allowed to return it back. There's such a concept that exists. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to keep the donkey and the kusus because the initial bailim were miyayish. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, lo shanu el listim over kochavim. It's only true by goyish listim because there's no way you're ever getting them back. And if you happen to get them back, then it's already after yish. I will list them yisraelo. But if they're Jewish robbers, then you don't get to keep it. There is no yish in the beginning. Why not? Savar lamacher nakita lebedina. Tomorrow I'll take him to court. He came to my house at night time. I saw exactly who came in. I know which Jew this is. I'll take him to court. I'm not scared of this guy. So I'm going to get it back. So there is no yish in that case by listim Yisrael. So asks the Gemara, maskev la Rav Yosef, adarab, the opposite. Ibcha mastavir, the opposite makes more sense. Akum bedine begaisi lo miayish. A guy, I could take him to court. And I know that the secular court will enforce the din. If the guy is caught as a robber, they're going to ensure, they'll force him to pay back the money. So I have some level of hope I'll get the money back from the guy. But Yisrael came to Amar Meimar Miyash. Yisrael take them to a Jewish court, the Beis Din in America is not going to enforce anything. They can't. They don't have the ability to enforce anything. They could say what the psak is, but to enforce it, not. So this ganav is going to hold on to the money. There's no way I'm ever getting it back. I can't trust this Jewish ganav. So therefore, I am miayish by a Jewish ganav, but I am not miayish by a goyish ganav. So Ella. Ella Yitmar.
Yeah. Metzius is still true.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no different than yesterday also. Well, yesterday, I was at a wedding last night. People were still talking to me about the Daf Yomi. People were so troubled by this Gemara about the heter of stealing from Goyim and cheating on taxes. And, okay. El Yitmar, Asef Yitmar. If you want to say this, the distinction between a Jewish versus a non-Jewish listim, it's in the Sefer. Where it says Itmar Hamatzil min ha'akum min ha'listim im nisai shabaylim in stamalo. If you're saving from some bandits, if you were here that the initial baal is miayesh, so then you could keep it. If they're not miayesh, so then you can't keep it. The Gemara says lo shanu ela akum mishum didayni begiti. That's only by a goyish owned object where you're allowed to. You expect to get the money back because you know they're going to enforce the rules. So then you can't. Then the stam case is not miayesh. About listen, Yisrael came. I'm a main rabbi Yish, but if the robbers are Jewish, so then even by a stam case, even though you never heard him say Yish, you can assume he's Miyayish because he doesn't think he's ever getting that money back from the Jewish robbers.
It seems that the reason is because he doesn't have aid, according to
the verse. Let's see. That's 2 days in Rashi. You look at Rashi Amra Meimar. Says Rashi, Tzevetainlo, Ein Chovtim, Mimachelos. You're not going to hit him. We can't enforce them to pay the money back. And Lashon Acher, Damri, Lenigzal, Mi Yemar, Kidikamras, Haba Edim Shigan Vimimcha. The Jewish court requires Edim. The secular court doesn't require Edim. So that's the suggestion you said. So it's two different days as why this is the case. Okay, your explanation is nicer. Okay, fine. Gemara says, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Ha-Hasam, the Mishnah over there, Mishnah appears in Maseches Kelim. Oros shel bal habayis, if there is leather from a bal habayis, machshava mitamasam. I skinned my cow, so I decide to use my leather as a cover for my couch. So that machshava alone, the lach is only something that's a kli, there's a wallet there also. So, you can move it, I just felt uncomfortable moving the wallet. The is in another chair. Okay. So the halacha is when it comes to tumah, that something has to be a kli, has to have a use to be ra'ay, to be metame. So what makes something into a kli? So the Gemara says if I'm a baal bayis, I have machshava that I want to use this leather that doesn't need any more fixing up. It's as is. I could use it as a cover, as a blanket. That machshava alone makes it right to be metame. But shel avdan, if it's a leather tanner who has to process it, who just sells the leather, ein machshava metamasim, then his machshava to use this, he says, this is going to be used to be sold as a blanket. It doesn't work that way because the buyer could maybe have another thought. He wants to use it to process it and make it into something further, make it into a bracelet or something else, into a shirt. So therefore, the machshava of the avdan doesn't work because he's not the owner. Shel gazan, if a guy steals something, ain machshava mitamasam, because he's not the owner. The nigzal is going to hopefully retrieve the money back from the gazlan. But if it's shel ganav, where they don't know who stole it, the guy came in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day when nobody was home, so then there's no chance of him ever getting it back. So the guy mamish has kinyane gneva, owns the leather, machshava mitamasam. So his machshava can dictate what's going to be with this leather and make it roy to become tamim. That's all according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer Chiluv Hadavar Mitziapsit. Shall Gazlan Machshava Mitamasan? The Gazlan, since he took it away, his Machshava, he owns it more than the Ganav, and his Machshava does create the potential for Tuma. And Shall Ganav Ain Machshava Mitamasan? The fee Shalom Nisai Shabailim. Because by a Ganav, the Lachid Rashi says, right, Rashi says that the Ganav is a weaker guy. The guy had to hide out when no one was seeing him. He's a puny guy. So I'm gonna track him down and get the money out of the ganav. The gazan came in front of me. I'm not messing with this guy. He wasn't scared of me. I'm scared of this guy. So I'm miyayish on this completely. So this is the opposite as far as of the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Shimon. So on one hand, you know the Gazlanins, that makes it better for you. But at the same time, he's a very strong individual that he came in front of your face. The Ganav, he's a puny guy, so he's very easy to catch. But at the same time, you don't know who it was, so it's harder to find him. Once you do find him, you'll track him down and get him, but to find him is hard in the first place. So there's a svar in each direction, who has more of a kinyan, the Ganav or the Gazlan. So what do you see from this? So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula says, Machlokes Bistam. This whole discussion is when you never heard whether the Anisha Baal was Miyayish or not. Aval Biyadua, if you heard that he was Miyayish, whether it's a Ganav or a Gazlan, Divri Akol Yish Kani. Yish is going to be enough to be Konim. If he says, ah, I'm never getting that shirt back ever again, whether it's a Ganav or a Gazlan, whether it's Chacham or Rabbi Shimon, it's considered a good Kinyan. Rabba Amar Rabba says, Biyadua Nami Machlokes. He says, no, even if you know that the Baal was Miyayish, there still is machlokas whether the Ganav or the Gazlan is going to be the kinyan, the owner or not. So that's Rabba says it's a machlokas biadua, and Ula says it's biadua direct call, it's a good yish. So Amalei Abai says to Rabba, lo tiflog alei deula. Rabba, you shouldn't argue in Ula, because Ula has a misha to tanan masayis and kavase. There's a misha that supports Ula. Lefi shelo nisayish abaylim. Our mishnah says when it came to the case of which case is this going on. This is where I get, this is going on the Mishnah. I get to think about the leather. Leather says lefishel nishayishu abaylam, because they weren't miyayish. But if they time it alone nishayishu abaylam, aval nishayishu, if they were miyayish habaylam hare elu shalom. Everyone would agree that if they were as miyayish, divya kol yish kana. So clearly the Mishnah supports Ula. So Amalei, so Rabbi responds back, anan lefish ein yish labaylam masisin le. I have a different girsa. Not because they weren't Miyayish, because their Yish doesn't work. The Fisha ain't Yish Labayim. The Yish of the Baal is not a good Yish. They don't have the ability to be Miyayish. Why that is, the Rashi doesn't tell us, but that's what he says. And therefore, even Biyadua, even if you knew that the Baal was Miyayish, it's not a good enough Kinyan. It doesn't work. It's still a Machlokas.
So there is a Machlokas, is even if the person is Miyayish, the person who gets the object doesn't do it in a legal form, then he's never
claiming. Even
if he changes the form of the...
Oh, so that's a different point. No, that's different. So we're talking Yish Kadi, only Yish alone. Once is a Shina Maisa, Shina Rishus, those things are already taken
to... Then according to everybody, there is a...
Right, so that gets into all the other sugyas.
Even if he was acquired illegal.
Exactly. This sugya here is very important. You have to... There's like four different gemaras about Yish. This is one of the very important ones. I think the Ramban here in Balmor have a huge machlokas in the back here. That Yish Kedi, Kani, Lokana, Asaliyah de Behatera, Asaliyah de Behatera, all those sugyas come together. Machlokas is like this big, and it's very, very complicated. But on the surface,
everybody wants. There's a Shino, he's claiming whether he did it.
Not so posh. I don't remember. Not so clear. I remember. I remember being very complicated. Shino Rishus, Shino Maisa, Shino Shem. I don't remember. Okay. The Gemara quotes another Mishnah. Tanan, not lu muchsin chamoro. If the tax collectors take the donkey, so then he returns you back a different donkey. You're allowed to keep him. So Mani, who authored the Mishnah. If the Rabbanan authored the Mishnah, Kasha Gazlan. Rabbanan held that a Gazlan is not considered, does not have Kinyan Gzela. His Machshava is not Mitama. So Bar Mishnah says that a Gazlan is. A Gazlan does have Kinyan Gzela. So he couldn't be our Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon Kasha Ganav. Our Mishnah says, Bein Ganav, Bein Gazlan, it's going to be a good Kinyan. But Rabbi Shimon says, only a Gazlan has Kinyanim, but a Ganav doesn't. So Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense, La'ula, Tamar Biyadua Kane. Achanami Biyadua Divyakol. No, our Mishnah is talking about a case where you knew they were Miyayish, so when there's the Yish, Ula holds, everyone agrees to good Kinyan, whether it's a Ganav or whether a Gazan. That's a very simple way how to read the Mishnah. El Rabba, but if you assume like Rabba, Tamar Biyadua Nami Machlokis, even when there's a Yish case, it's still Machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So then, Ha'mani, who authored the Mishnah? Lo Rabbanan, Lo Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, Belistin Mizuyin Rabbi Shimon. Yes, Rabbi Shimon holds by a Ganav, there's good Kinanim, Yish works. And even though normally by a Gazlan it doesn't work, when there's a Gazlan Mizuyin, when they are armed robbers, when they're much more serious, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that by a Gazlan Machshava would be Mitamasan, and there would be Kinanim Gzela. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're talking about listim mezuyin, ihachi hainu gazan, that's exactly what a gazan is. What's the difference? And we saw already before in the Masechta, shrei gavnei gazan. There are two types of gazlanim. There are those who are armed and those who are unarmed. Unarmed robbers are obviously not as serious, and those do not have kinyanei gazela, the fi Rabbi Shimon, but the armed robbers are considered kinyanei, do have kinyanei gazela.
Rabbi Shimon held gazlan also has kinyanei gazela.
Rabbi Shimon held...
He holds it's totally any person.
Or maybe the opposite way. Maybe the other way around. I was saying it.
Because otherwise it would kind of be a steer. He holds it's totally on a person's strength, their ability to kind of extract it. So that's why it's a star, but listed mizuyin would follow the same.
So this mizuyin must be... So we talk about in the Mishnah then... Right, when we talk about the moches, the tax collectors, we're talking about gazlanim. So that case... So what was the initial shaila on him? The initial shaila was the Ganav case, was the shaila according to Rabbi Shimon.
He said chiba for dvarim. He said the gazlan is makshavas.
But what was the reason why we said the initial mission, our mission above, can't be authored by Rabbi Shimon? Because he holds a Ganav doesn't have kinyanei gneva. But where in the mission do we see about a Ganav?
Our mission doesn't differentiate between Ganav and gazlan. Shimon's saying that a ganav doesn't have kinyanei gzeila.
So we're assuming when Mishnah says listim, the assumption is that's referring to a ganav listim.
It's referring to everybody.
Right. So right now we're assuming it's everyone, including a ganav, though. Mm-hmm. So then, but a ganav doesn't work. So they end up saying no, the ganav there really it doesn't really mean ganav means listim mezuyin. So we have now, according to him, that listim mezuyin is a gazan who, and then when Rashi says hainu gazan, that's referring to hatanilei moches. So moches is referring to a gazlan. A tax collector is called a brazen gazlan, and the listim is referring to listim mezuyin. Those are two types of gazlanim that the Mishnah is referring to. The Rabbi Shimon says they are kinyanei gazela, but a regular stam ganav would not have kinyanei gneva. That's how he reads the Mishnah. The Gemara now quotes another brisa, Tashma, ha-ganav ha-gazan va-anos hekdeshin hekdesh. So a person who robs and steals ha'anis, Rashi says, "Dikatani gavi gazlan havi chamsin diav zuzei." Chamsin, the Gemara tells us in a few places, famously in Baba Metzia, chamsin, a guy who takes object, but he's a nice guy, he's a nice robber, he pays for it. He takes from the convenience store, puts a gun to the head, and leaves a $100 bill on the counter and runs out. That's a chamsin. So that's what we're talking about in anus. He forces the guy to sell to him. So a guy of a gazlan anus. Hekdesh and Hekdesh, whatever they steal, they could be Makdish, a very frum robber. He wants to be Makdish now to the Beis HaMikdash. But Chumas and Chuma, and he is Chuma is a good Chuma. Masros and Meiser. So money, so who authored this price? It is a problem because it says Ganav and Gazan. We saw Rabbi Shimon says one works, the other doesn't. And Chachamim say Chilut Devarim. So E, Rabbanan, Kasha Gazan, they hold that Gazlanim don't have Kinyanei Gzela. And he, Rabbi Shimon, Kasha Ganav, he holds that Ganav doesn't have Kinyanei Gneva. So Bishma, if you say Ula authored the Brisa, according to Ula rather, Damar Biyadua, if you know that they were Miyayish, Kane, Hachanami Biyadua, Vedivrei Koli. So this must be a case where the Baal was Miyayish. So Ula holds when the Baal is Miyayish, everyone agrees, then the Ganav, Gazan are Kone. But El Rabba, who holds Damar Biyadua, Nami Machlokas, even when you know that they're Miyayish, there still exists the Machlokas. Hamani, who authored this brisa? Lo, Rabban, lo, Rabbi Shimon. So answers the Gemara, Hachanami, Belistim, Mezuyin. When we talk about a ganav here, it must be referring to a armed robber. Rabbi Shimon, Hihachi, that's the case. Hainu gazlan, we already said ganav. What's a gazlan and a gazlan, listim, mezuyin? It's the same exact thing. And the Gemara answers, Trey, Gavne, gazlan. There's a regular gazlan, and then there's an armed robber, which has the din of a gazlan, and it would create kinyanei gzeila, the fi Rabbi Shimon. Ivais Ema, alternatively, we could suggest, Homas Nisa Rebbe, he must be Rebbe. And Rebbe's a third Shita now. Who's Rebbe? The Sani, the teacher says that Rebbe Amar, Ganav Kegazlan, he holds Vekai Melon. So in the end of the day, we paskin Kegazlan, the Rebbe Shimon. We hold that a Ganav is like a Gazlan, and the Mice Rebbe holds that that the din of a Gazlan, that there is Yish Bailam by a Gazlan. Okay. Say what? Rebbe, why they didn't? Yeah, in a chalami they probably could. Once you entered this way, the you could have went back to the other ones as well. They probably wanted to keep it like Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama, because they have in a Mishnah. Is that a Mishnah? I don't know if that's a Mishnah. But okay. Marnas says at the top of Amud Beis here, Gufa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer Ani Ganav Kagazan. He holds that Ganav has the same din as a Gazan. See, by the Gemara wants to understand his Shita. Kigazlan Dirabanan Kamar Vilokani? Is it only like a Dirabanan type of gazlan, but there's no real kinyanim? Or Dilma Kigazlan Rabbi Shimon Kamar Vikani? Or really the gazlan of Rabbi Shimon, in which case he holds that there's real kinyan deraisa. Now, what's interesting here is, though, even if you assume the gazlan's Dirabanan, I'm not sure why the Gemara is assuming it's not a good kinyan.
Of the Rabbanan. You know, it was Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon.
Kigazlan Dirabanan. Kamar v'lokani, it's a gazan of the chachamim, that's what it means, gazan like the chachamim, in which case he holds gazlanim are not kone, or do you hold like gazan like the definition of Rabbi Shimon, where it is kone? Okay, very good, shkoyach. So the Gemara says, Tashma, not lumuchsin chamori, our Mishnah, v'chulei mani, who authored the Mishnah? I rabbanan kasher gazlan, I Rabbi Shimon kasher gazlan, like we saw above. Now, I amris bishlema rebbi, ki gazan Rabbi Shimon kamar, but Kani, this is what you were saying before. If Rebbe holds that Gazan is really a Ganav is really like the Gazan of Rebbe Shimon, meaning he holds both a Ganav and a Gazlan have Kinanim, so the Gemara says, then how many Rebbe he should just say the Mishnah was authored by Rebbe, and then everything works out fine. Mishum Hachi Kani, that's why there's a Kinan. Ella, the fact that the Gemara never suggests that must be Ella Iyamis Ke Gazlan, the Rabbanan Kamar, Velo Kani, Hamani La Rebbe, La Rebbe Shimon, La Rabbanan. And then it makes sense why we couldn't establish the Mishnah like Rebbe, because the Rebbe holds differently. Rebbe, in essence, holds like the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Hacha b'mayaskina, what's the case here? Belistim mizuyin we're talking about. We're talking about listim who are armed, and Rebbe Shimon really authored the Mishnah. Yihachi, hainu, gazlan, trey, gavni, gazlan. Okay. Tashma, Gemara brings another brisa now. Haganav, hagazan, va'onas, hikdish, and hikdish, v'chumas, and chumasa, who maisas, and maisa, mani, who authored the Mishnah. Irabanan Kasha Gazan, Irabi Shun Kasha Ganav. I'm going fast, but we told this already before. I assume we were following this. Okay, we're good. So Gemara says, I Amris Bishma, if you say that Ganav Kigazan Rabbi Shimon Kamar, Mishim Hachi Kane, then it all makes sense. Rebbe could be the author. Rebbe holds that Ganav is like a Gazan of Rabbi Shimon, in which case both a Ganav and a Gazan have Kinani Gizela. So then Rebbe authored this price, so then everything would make sense. But Ella, I Amris, but if you suggest that Ganav Kigazan Dirabanan, which means that there is no kinanim, Hamani, who authored the Mishnah, the Gemara answers, Milistim, Mizuyin, Rabbi Shimon, he, Nihachi, Hainu, Gazan, Trey, Gavne, Gazan. So Amalei, Rabbi Ashi, the Rabba, Tashma, another Brisa, Dimasi, Rebbe, Li, Rabbi Shimon, Bray, Rebbe was teaching his son, Rabbi Shimon, the following Brisa, Lo, Davar, Sheish, Bach, Rios, Mamish, we saw this yesterday, Ela, Filu, Para, Vachorish, Bach, Chamar, Vachamar, Achra, Vachayavim, Lachsim, Ifnei, Kavadavim. The father, after he dies, leaves behind a stolen cow, a stolen donkey. You should really return it because it's a good covet for your father to return the objects. Time up pnei covet aviyah, and only because it's an honor for your father. Ha lav covet aviyah lo. But if it wasn't an honor, you're allowed to keep it. We had the Shiloh Gemara asked about what about a mita or a shulchan that's in the house that nobody knows about. Maybe you could keep that. There's no real need to keep it, to return it rather. Shema mina, we learn from all of this that Rebbe Gazlan the Rebbe Shimon Kamar Shema mina. Because Rebbe was teaching this. Rebbe himself was teaching this Brisa to Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe held that the Ganav is viewed like a Gazlan and you're allowed to keep it like Rebbe Shimon holds and you don't have to return it. The only reason why you would have to is because of Kavod Avim. So that's how the Gemara concludes. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, V'chein Nechil Shal Devarim. If there's a swarm of bees, so then you're allowed to keep it. My V'chein, what does it mean so too? Halchi Kamar. Afilu nechil shadvarim de kinyan dirabanan hu the kinyan dirabanan tzakadaitach amina hai kevan dirabanan balmahu de kanile afilu stamanamim yaish kamashmalan im nishay shabailam in ilalo. What's going on here? A person's ownership of a swarm of bees is only a kinyan dirabanan in the first place. Why? Is there Rashi that explains this? Rashi says, you see Rashi kinyan dirabanan hu, four lines down, de'ein kan gezel el mipnei tarche shalom. The high hefker ninu. Bees are hefker. You have no ownership of bees. You can't own a bee. You can't put your tag on it.
I was wondering that from the beginning.
Right, just get all this darche shalom. You don't want a person has a swarm of bees. Let him keep his swarm of bees. Okay, it's his. It's a hefker based in hefker. The chacham allowed him to keep his swarm. But he doesn't really own it. Deraisa. It's all because of darche shalom. So since it's because of darche shalom, we would think maybe if it gets lost, even though I never heard his miyayish, stam bailam or miyayish, I could assume it was miyayish and I could take it away. The Mishnah teaches us, no. Even though the swarm of bees are only owned because of the Rabbanim, only if we know for sure that they're miyayish are you allowed to take it. But if you don't know, a stam case won't work. You cannot take away the swarm of bees. Okay. Again, the Gemara says, Amar B'yochanan ben Berukh, b'nemanis ish of a katan. We trust a woman in a katan to say where the swarm of bees came from. Ish of a katan b'nei edis ninu. They are not allowed to give testimony. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halcha b'Mayaskina. What's the case here? Kigon shehayu baylim me'radfin achareim v'isha v'kadam asichin l'fi toma. It's a case where you saw the guys wearing the bee uniforms, protection, running after the bees, swarm of bees, and it happens to be you heard them the fitumo. You overheard the katan or the isha having a conversation. You see, oh, did you see Reuven running after his bees? They weren't giving a formal testimony. It was the fitumo. It wasn't Edus. So in light of that, that's enough information for you to rely on to trust that it came from Reuven who was chasing after the bees. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Ein Mesiach Levi Tumo Kasher Elo Leidus Isha Bavad. We don't trust that. We don't allow Mesiach Levi Tumo to work only when it comes to Edus Isha. For a person to hear that her husband died, to testify for her that she's a single woman now, only then, because of the kulas of Egunas, do we allow Mesiach Levi Tumo to work. But for a Nechil of Dvorim, we never heard such a concept. So Amar Le Ravin Le Rashi Velo, we don't. Vaha Nechil Shel Dvorim Mesiach Levi Tumo Hu. What do you mean? The case of Nechil Dvorim, we just said above, that you're allowed to. It's not just only by Edus Isha. It's Edus Isha plus Nechil Shel Dvorim. It goes beyond Edus Isha. Where is it? Shiny Nechil Shel Dvorim, the Kinnin Derabanan Hu. That's a separate case, because the guy, the old Reuven, the beekeeper, didn't really own it in the first place. It was only because of Darchei Shalom. Since his initial Kinnin was only Derabanan, so then we allow to trust the Mesiach Lefi Tumo is enough Edus to tell us who the rightful owner is. But on a Deraisa level, we wouldn't trust ever Mesiach Lefi Tumo with the exception of Edus Isha. Says the Gemara of Deraisa Lo, we won't accept it on a Deraisa level. V'homer of Yehuda Mar Shmuel Me'aisa Ba'ad Amecha. There's once a story about a person Shaya Mesiach Lefi Tumo. V'homer, and he said, Zichorni, I remember Kishani Tinek when I was a little boy. U'merkavni Akseifa Sha'aba. I was on the riding the shoulders of my father. Yotziunumi Beis HaSefer, he took me out of school. Vefshitunu, he took off as Ksanti my clothing. Vitpiluni, put me into the mikvah Lechel Batrun. He had Trumba Lever that evening, after Shkia Sachama. Rabbi Chanina Mesayim Bahachi, and Rabbi Chanina concluded, Vachedeirai Badilim Mimeni, my friend would separate from me. Vayukorinosi Yochanan Ochel Chalos, the Yochanan, the eater of bread, the eater of Chala, Chumas Chala. Vehelu Berebi Lakuna, based on this testimony that I said when I was a little boy, Rebbe said I must be a Kohen, Alpiv, based on this. Mara says, no, that was only Betrum Midirabanan. I can only Trum Midirabanan, which is a Kol Peros, not the Dagam Vityoshcha Vitzarcha, which is Trum Midiraisa. Only Trum Kol Peros was I permitted to eat. Rashi says, Bizman Hazeh, he's referring to. Okay. Whatever it was, only Trum Midirabanan, but not Trum Midiraisa. We don't trust the Mesiach Lefituma for Dine Deraisa. Mara says, Vakati Deraisa Lo, really? Vaha Kiyasa Ravdimi Amar Ravachana Kartigna Amile, others say Ravacha Kartigna Mishai Maisa, Barlefne Rabbi Shuba Levi. Vamile, others say Maisa Balafne Rabbi, Betinok Echad Shaya Mesiach Levituma. And the little boy was saying, Amar Ani Vimi, Nishpeni Lubain Auk Akum, we were captured among the Goyim. Yatasi Lisho Maim. I went to go draw some water. Daiti al imi, lokot etim, daiti al imi. I was always paying attention to my mother, make sure she was safe there. I went to get some wood. I was watching over my mother at the same time. V'yasi rebbi al piv lakuna. So based on this, we allowed her to marry a kohen. We assume that she was not violated while being there. The Gemara says, this too, b'shvuya lehakilu. By shvuya, we're mekel. The suffix in the first place, what happened, we don't know. But based on that, this little boy's testimony, putting these things together, we're able to be makel. But in general, we don't trust Mesiach Levi Tumo on Deraisa levels, with the exception of Edus Isha. That's the only time where we do trust it on a Deraisa level. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, V'alo yikotes sucha v'chule, a person trying to chase down his bees, he can't start cutting it down the guy's branches of the tree and the property. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broko, Mer Tanai based in who? There's a Tanai based in that they make a certain stipulation. Who should Yehi Yorid Latoch Sada Shachaveir Vakotet Suko Shachaveir Lahatis Nechilo? They made a takana that a person is allowed to go down to your friend's field, and even if it means cut down his trees in order to retrieve back the bees, that's permitted. Venota to make Sucho, and then the owner has to just get back. He's allowed to claim his money back. Mitoch Nechilo Shachaveiro. From the swarm of bees themselves, that's where he collects the money from. You guys still with me here? I lost you guys?
Yeah.
What do you mean, mitoch nichelo shechaver, though?
Uh-huh.
Not from his actual...
Below the cost of it. From his savings that he...
Okay. V'tanai bezdin hu shehei shofech yeno matzos dov shanel shechavero v'not ad meyeno mitoch dov shanel shechavero. Let's say a guy has a bucket of wine and there's a honey pouring out. So honey back then was more valuable than wine, so you'll have to take your friend's wine and pour it out and use that barrel to catch the honey, but you need to pay back and reimburse him for the wine. And thirdly, v'tanai bezdin hu shehei mefarik es eitzav v'torin pishano shechavero You guys allowed to take off the guy's wood is on the donkey's back. You could take off the wood, throw it on the floor, and ruin it in order to protect your flax because the flax is more valuable. But then you're allowed to. The guy's able to be reimbursed from the lost wood. And these were the stipulations that Yeshua had made when giving out the land. All right, I know we didn't finish it up, but maybe it's a good stopping point. Maybe we'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Okay, we have a wonderful day.
We're almost done.